Commerce Secretary Gary Locke manages by a few basic rules. Set super high stretch goals, manage achievements, and don't be afraid to fail. Over the last 2 years, Commerce has gone through what he calls creative destruction. So as Locke prepares to leave Commerce to become ambassador to China, he offers some observations into how the department has been remade. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with that story. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what does Secretary Locke mean when he says the agency has gone through creative destruction?
I thought it was a pretty good description of what was going on. It's the idea that employees should take a second look, rethink what they do, rethink what the agency does, how it all works, how it all fits together, and what the end result should look like. Locke describes his approach during a speech at the Partnership for Public Service Thursday.
No matter where I've been, it's been my conviction that when leaders set out to improve operations and performance, we have to set super high performance goals. We have to set super high stretch goals, perhaps even unattainable goals. But we've got to do that. And we've got to really set these goals to force people to reimagine exactly how they do their jobs or the functions that they're performing, almost blow up the entire system, start from scratch with a clean slate, as opposed to just tinkering around the edges or on the margins. And we also need to make sure that top managers provide the incentives to encourage innovation, but most importantly, recognize a job well done.
And, you know, when Secretary Locke says a job well done, he means both success and failure. You know, especially when you're talking about these super high stretch goals, you know, stuff that's barely attainable or not even attainable, as he says. Locke points to the Patent and Trademark Office as one example. For instance, they celebrated reducing the backlog of their patent applications, even though they missed their deadline at the end of 2010. Their deadline was to get it below 700,000 applications in the backlog. It actually took them to last Thursday to meet that goal. But Locke said, listen, we want to acknowledge the effort, acknowledge that progress has been made, and more progress probably that was made than we initially thought it could be. And it's all about changing the culture, making say, hey, if you don't meet those goals, failure is okay when you try your best. So I think that's part of what he wants to, he has been trying to do, and then when the way they've changed the culture at Commerce.
Now, Secretary Locke has focused management improvement. That's been a big priority. What are the areas of management that he focused on?
Well, he went three broad areas and three specific areas. The broad ones were what most agencies look at: customer service, organizational excellence, workforce excellence. But really, it's those three really specific ones that really started to take some impact on the Commerce Department. Those were priority-based budgeting, acquisition reform, and again, improved customer service. Locke says each of these three have really made an impact on the agency.
For the 2012 budget, the department completely changed how we approached our budgeting, and we prioritized key investments to achieve specific goals. That may sound, you know, basic, but it's really the first time the department has ever engaged in this strategy. It really forces us to make some tough choices about which programs to invest in and which programs to eliminate or reduce. In fact, our 2012 budget proposes ending, reducing, or restructuring at least 16 different lower priority programs. And by doing so, we're saving a projected $250 million.
Additionally, Commerce could save another $142 million around what he calls reducing administrative costs. And of that $142 million, $57 million would actually come from acquisition savings. Locke says not all that money will just go away. He says the Commerce bureaus will be able to reinvest about $39 million to strengthen existing programs. So a little bit of incentive to save money. Now, I caught up with Locke after the event to ask for more details around acquisition reform.
We've put together teams that are populated with people from the different bureaus so that there is collaboration, there's sharing of best practices, and really, I think, an ability to understand some of the common challenges that they all face and why the acquisition reform process is actually going to benefit everybody. It's not easy, for instance, on one of the first pilots that we did on acquisition reform, to say that, okay, instead of we're going to buy separate licenses for software for each of the computers, we're going to pool them all, we're going to buy them together, and buy them basically in bulk. That first example, with just a limited number of computers, we got an 88% reduction in cost. And so you start a little bit on a small scale, people see the incredible benefits, and it whets the appetite for even more projects and more collaboration and initiatives.
is in place, then Locke said he focused on program management. And he actually brought with him a tool from his days as governor of Washington State, the balanced scorecard approach. This is something that's used, obviously, very commonly in industry, even across the government. But as Locke says, it's a little different than in government than industry because the end result is not a profit-driven motive. He says that but managers can still track their progress, and the balanced scorecard gives managers data to make decisions. It helps with training to improve those processes and also offers recognition of programs that are meeting or exceeding its goals and those that aren't. Locke says it's all part of the Commerce Performance Excellence Program. This is a bigger initiative that includes process improvement teams at every Commerce Bureau and regular reviews of how those bureaus, how the agency at large is meeting their goals.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, Commerce is one of those agencies with many different missions. Did the secretary talk about how he was able to bring the agency together around management improvements, Jason?
I mean, that is a big struggle for so many agencies. I mean, especially agencies like Commerce, like Treasury, like Interior, with big, powerful bureaus that many times really overshadow the headquarters. Locke says Commerce's bureaus are varied, have different missions, but his goal was to focus on those common areas.
A lot of our bureaus are vary in size, and so we're really trying to, first of all, break down the silos between them and then use some of the larger bureaus with some of the best programs that we have, where they are the examples of really trend-setting and best-in-class operations, and using those to provide services to the other bureaus or actually to become the model for everyone else. And so we're really trying to break down those walls, those silos, and we're trying to bring more things in-house and trying to, or centrally located, or even having clear policies that come from the secretary's office, whether it's an acquisition reform or just performance measures. And that's why we have the balanced scorecard.
But Locke cautioned that it takes more than just a vision to change the performance of the agency.
We've got to create within them ownership, pride, and sustainability in all of the programs that we have. I mean, the top people can kind of sketch out like an architectural drawing on a napkin or on a piece of paper, the bold strokes and images of what we're trying to achieve. But the line staff, the career people, have to put in the detailed drawings of how we get from here to there. And only by involving line staff and our mid-level managers can they then have ownership, pride, and they'll be more invested in the success of everything that we're trying to do.
Gary Locke has been nominated to become the ambassador to China, but Jason, did he say when's he going to leave? How long has he got?
That was a question that many people asked him, including several journalists, and his answer was the same each time. I really don't know. I mean, he still must go through the confirmation process in the Senate, and that hearing is not even, as far as I know, on the calendar yet. But interestingly enough, I mean, he really did use this speech, as you said, as a valedictorian speech to say, here's what I've accomplished. Here's the results I've helped take, lead. And it was a very, kind of, you don't hear that type of speech very often, so you could tell that the time is short he has at Commerce. Jeff Zients, who's the deputy director for management at OMB, introduced Secretary Locke, and he said, listen, if based on what he did here at Commerce, the embassy in China will be the best managed embassy in the world. So very high praise.
Yeah, you don't hear that much very often. You also don't hear Commerce Department as being one where the management and the processes are discussed that much. It's been Homeland Security, Coast Guard, it's been FEMA, it's been the Defense Department, but not so much Commerce. So I think that's an interesting change.
And I think over the years, I think that the people who I've talked to who have worked at Commerce will always look back and say, it's a great mission, but, and they kind of shake their head and their voice kind of trails off because I think that they haven't had, and it ebbs and flows with everything else, the type of management attention that I think every agency needs.